innovation in some respects. So I like to think that the work we did at Elevator M, UGG, was an innovative project, and that was one of the, I guess it was the only one that was ever done in Thunder Bay, like the distribution system in the workhouse. The original elevators were designed so the grain goes up to the top, it's weighed, and then there's a distribution floor that basically consists of a bunch of movable spouts that have to be manhandled around. Some of them have a double hinge on them that are known as a male spout, and others are just a simple telescopic spout. But they all have to be manhandled around from one location on the distribution floor to the other. So at Elevator M, we took all of those out and put a large rotary automated turn head that the grain would come into, and then the turn head would turn around to one of about 12 or 14 locations to dump the grain. So this was all done remotely by local sensors and computer control. So that was a major undertaking that we undertook at V.B. Cook Company.
Right.
Now, the other thing is I was always impressed with the grain trade as such, because they all seem to cooperate a lot. If somebody got a good idea at Saskatchewan Wheat Pool, they didn't seem to mind if UGG came over and had a look at it. So in that respect, any good ideas seem to be shared.
Sure.
And that's not only Thunder Bay. I remember going to Cargill, and I remember going to Seattle and a number of other places. You'd hear about it, and a number of places in the U.S. as well. You'd hear a good idea that they had. You'd make a contact and ask if you'd come down and have a look at it, and never refused.